In the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, there's been more calls for increasing gun control on Capitol Hill, but Congress remains divided. That's increasing speculation that Vice President Biden will recommend that the president use an executive order to address the issue. Virginia Republican Rob Whitman warns against it.
You know, executive orders need to be used in limited ways. I'm not certain on gun control issues that that's the way to go about it. It needs to be a transparent and open process for discussion on that. I'm concerned any time that the executive branch circumvents the legislative process.
So what can a divided Congress agree on? Virginia Democrat Jim Moran says there ought to be support for legislation like his NRA Members Gun Safety Act. It requires background checks for every gun purchase and prohibits anyone on the terrorist watch list from purchasing a gun, among other things.
All of which are supported by two-thirds of the NRA's membership, but adamantly opposed by the NRA's leadership and its gun manufacturers who fund the leadership. That's the problem.
The vice president unveils his recommendations Tuesday. I'm Matt Lasler.